A meeting day at Adeola Jail turned into another episode of cat and mouse between police and senior PTI leaders on Thursday, as several lawmakers and family members of PTI founder Imran Khan were briefly detained near the prison. Those picked up included opposition leader in the National Assembly, Omar Ayub, Punjab Assembly opposition leader Ahmed Khan Bakker, Sikh chief Sahib Zada Hamid Rasa, and Khan's three sisters, Alima Khan, Uzma Khan, and Noreen Khan, along with their cousin Kasim Khan. All were later released. According to eyewitnesses and statements made by Alima and Ayub, the group was bundled into a prison van by police and taken on a mysterious drive across the city, stopping at locations such as a restaurant and a petrol station, before being released. I told them, "Even if you leave us in a deserted field, we'll come back. We won't leave until we meet Imran or they jail us," Alima said before being taken into the van. But no such meeting took place. Despite IHC orders directing the Adeola jail authorities to allow meeting of PTI leaders with Imran Khan, they said, the jail authorities and police allegedly blocked their access, the second week in a row, they added. Alima lashed out at the authorities after her release, calling their actions a blatant disregard of judicial directives. "Forget that we're Imran's sisters. Just look at what they're doing to elected parliamentarians," she said. "It's a mockery of the justice system. If judges can't ensure their orders are followed, why occupy those seats? Step aside and let someone deliver justice." She warned that this routine defiance of court orders amounts to contempt. "Judges should be more worried than us. Even the Chief Justice of Pakistan's orders mean nothing to the jail authorities. Is this why judges are paid and privileged?" she questioned. Opposition leader Omar Ayub was equally blunt. Speaking to reporters after the incident, he called Thursday an indictment day for Pakistan's judiciary and said a virtual martial law is already in place in the country. Ayub said he reached Adeola at 12:30 p.m. and crossed one checkpost, but the police stopped him on the next. He said that the police officials told him that an intelligence colonel had instructed them not to allow them through. Ayub reminded the authorities that his car bore the Pakistani flag because he represented the state. "Would the heavens have fallen if we met Imran Khan?" he asked, saying foreign investors won't come to Pakistan until the country has rule of law and constitutional supremacy. He also warned the judiciary that public trust in the system is eroding fast, saying judges' orders were openly being flouted by Punjab police and intelligence agencies. "The courts must assert their authority," he said.